In the studio with me right now, really privileged to have Neil Thompson, Fundraising and Communications Manager from ROMS Email Charity, and Ruth Meyer from the Society of Cambridge Tourist Guides. Now, we're going to be talking about the walk called Bridge the Gap. It's taking place on the 9th of September. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Very nice to have you here. We had a little bit of a chat before then, so lots of really interesting things. Now, can I just start with you, Neil? How long has this walk, this Bridge the Gap walk, been going on?
So the walk started in 2001 and has been taking place every year since then. Over that time, there's been over 30,000 people have taken part in the walk, and as it's a charity walk, it's raised over £450,000 for local charities in Cambridge.
Wow, that's a lot. That's fantastic work, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Now, for the last 2 years, you have involved the Cambridge Society. Ruth Meyer, do you want to come in here? Because this is your part.
The Society's been involved from the very beginning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, get that right. So
we're the Cambridge Society of Tourist Guides, and we're the professional qualified tour guides in Cambridge. We all did exams and practical exams and a year-long course to learn all our stuff, and continuously reassessed. So we're actually
very well qualified to walk around and help everybody.
We
sort
love
of just
doing
ignite.
That.
Yes. So what's how will the day work on the 9th of September for everyone involved? Because you can get about 2,000 people, can't you, involved in this?
We can
on
get
the
more.
Day.
We can certainly get more. We would love to get more. Yes. But yes, on average, we have about 2,000 to 2,500 people take part, and that's people of all ages. So what is lovely? One of the things that is lovely about the Bridge the Gap walk is that it is very much it brings together whole communities of Cambridge and the surrounding area, people who can take part in it and get an insight into a part of Cambridge that they might think they know well, but don't necessarily know well. But it's a very accessible, leisurely walk, and we have families that come together. We have companies that enter teams of their employees. We have individuals, couples that come along. It's a very accessible and a fantastic event for people of all ages. And it's a walk of about 5 miles. As I say, people take it at their own pace. It's a nice leisurely walk. Starts at Parker's Peace, and we'll go through a route of the colleges that are selected on the route, a guided route. We have volunteers throughout the whole walk that are directing people in the direction to go. We have Ruth and her colleagues from the Society of Cambridge Tourist Guides who are there to provide some fascinating insight into some of the sites and some of the history of the places that we go. And then the walkers will end back at Parker's Peace, where there's an opportunity for them to relax in what's going to be gorgeous weather on the day. They'll be able to have a cup of tea, some cake, some refreshments, and there'll also be lots of entertainments there as well. One of the things that we have on this year's walk, that there'll be some musical surprises throughout the walk and also at the end. It's a great opportunity for people to come and have a lovely morning. We start at 9:30, and then we have walkers that leave in sort of half-hour intervals through till 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then, as I say, make their way through the college grounds, returning back at Parker's Peace and they can stay for as long as they like. We normally pack down about 2 to 2:30 in the afternoon.
Wow.
So a great day for as many people as would like to come and join us.
And you mentioned that, Ruth Meyer, you'll be infiltrating the crowd with your colleagues as well. So it's really, how many of the volunteers will be there with you touring the walk, doing the walk?
Actually, there'll be over 20 of us, and we'll be stationed at different places on the walk.
So people coming along will be very interested in all the little gossip or the snippets of Cambridge stories, and I'm sure you've got a whole list of things that you want to tell us all about.
Oh, there's so many. We love giving information to Cambridge residents, because it's often stuff that they didn't know before and it's really exciting for them to find out. So, you know, there are a whole slew of things. The first college is Emmanuel. It was founded as a college for Protestant priests. It's got a chapel by Christopher Wren, and two of its graduates were One of them was a member of the Goodies and another a member of Monty Python, for those people who are as old as I am.
Yes, even I remember that one, I have to say. But that's really nice, isn't it? Because it's not just a walk. I mean, a walk is fantastic to go around Cambridge and see all these wonderful colleges and gardens. But when you incorporate yourselves, Ruth Meyer, and the Cambridge Tourist Guides, it just adds another element to it, doesn't it? And it makes it even more interesting. And people are very lucky. Now, of course, this is a free event, but you are hoping for lots of donations. Is that right?
So it's for, anybody can come along and take part, but it is an event where people pay. So adults will pay to take part. So we do have an early bird rate, which actually expires tomorrow. So if people are interested in signing up for the walk now, they can do so for £15. Per adult, and then after tomorrow the rate will go to £18, and then on the day it's £20, and all of that money that people pay is then shared between the two charities, so Romsey Mill and Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, the two charities, and that the proceeds are shared equally. We do have some fantastic supporters, such as the Cambridge Building Society, who are sponsoring it for the 10th year this year. We've also got other supporters such as TTP Group, Cambridge Assessment, and the Rotary Club of Cambridge, and they all help to support us with the costs of putting on what is a big event, so that all the proceeds that people pay for taking part in the walk is then equally shared between the two charities.
In fact, that's not bad, is it? £15 or £18 for a lots of hours.
It's fantastic, and it is a unique opportunity, as I say, with Ruth and her colleagues in sight, but also the opportunity to walk through the route. One of the special events that we've got this year as well is with the opening of the Museum of Zoology, following all the work that's taken place. That's also on the route this year, as well as a number of colleges. So it is a great opportunity for people to come together in a group, walk with friends, walk with family, and as I say, have a unique experience through a number of the beautiful colleges, the Museum of Zoology, and as I say, some of the other treats that we've got lined up for them as well.
Is that quite new then, did you say? This is new for this year, the zoology?
New for this year, so obviously following all the work that they've had over the recent years, just recently opened. So the majority of people listening, the majority of people who'll be taking part won't have visited the museum since its renovation and since the work that's been done. So it'll be a great opportunity to come along and see that for the first time.
Amazing. Now, Ruth, if I just talk to you for a moment. Obviously, you, as you said, you've studied for this and you've lots of experience, and all your colleagues have studied for the Cambridge Tourist Guide. How long have you been part of the Cambridge Tourist Guide?
Oh, I'm a relative newbie. I have only been a guide, a fully fledged guide for
What made you become a guide?
I was working abroad on various contracts, that's a whole other story. And I had wanted to come back to England and sort of live a normal life for a change, maybe spend some time with my partner. And I didn't want a 9-to-5 job. And one day I saw an advert saying, "Do you want to be a tour guide?" And I thought, oh, yes, that's it. That's what I want to do.
And how long did you have to study for this? Did you say a year? Did I say it
it's
earlier?
It's a year's course.
Yes.
And written exams, practical exams, a project, you know, it's quite something.
Yeah, so very exciting. So when you've actually qualified, it must be really lovely to be able to sort of expel that sort of knowledge to all the walkers and the tour places that you actually take on. Was that quite something?
Oh, it's great fun.
Yeah.
It's lovely to be able to tell people, but it's particularly lovely to have the opportunity to give our time for free to tell Cambridge people. Because Cambridge people are so much more appreciative of all the quirky little things about Cambridge.
That's true, actually, quirky. And do you get some? Is it really lovely and satisfying when you tell people about different stories about Cambridge? They're surprised. Do you find that really quite? Do you get a kick out of that?
Oh, definitely, a real kick.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Because when you have visitors, everything is, oh, isn't that interesting? But when you have Cambridge people who know so much already.
Yeah, that's
they
a
go,
good point.
Mm. Oh, wow, I never knew that.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that must be great fun. And so, Neil, you have been involved in this for a few, well, all the time, haven't you, right through?
So for Romsey Mill, this is the third year that we'll
yes.
have been involved.
And will you be going along too on the 9th of September?
So I'll be on Parker's Piece
right.
with some of my colleagues, so as well as the volunteers from the Society of Tourist Guides. We actually have a lot of our volunteers who help on the day at Parker's Piece and a lot with our colleagues in the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, volunteers on the route who are helping us marshal. So I'll be from early in the morning on Parker's Piece helping to set up through 2 weeks till we set down. But the insight that we get as members of the team who are organising the event is we do a practice walkthrough just to identify any of the points of interest or the things that we might need to make sure that the volunteers are aware of and the marshals are aware of to ensure that it's a safe route for all of the walkers. So we do get a little insight before the day, but on the day we'll all be working, hoping to make sure that it's a really excellent experience for everyone who comes along and takes part.
Well, thank you both very much. Neil Thompson, Fundraising and Communications Manager from Romsey Mill, and Ruth Meyer from the Society of Cambridge Tourist Guides. I hope you have a lovely day and lots of fundraising.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Susan. Right, let's have some travel news now.